This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1950. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 1st, Armenia, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Chad, China, Colombia, Cuba, France, Germany, Greece, Hawaii, India, Italy, Japan, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Mexico, Nepal, Netherlands, North America, Peru, Sikkim, South Carolina, Tibet, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Not only did Michelle Guthrie lose her job as head of the ABC in Australia, as we reported last week, but now another top executive is gone. Mike Cooper forwards an AFP story, saying that Australia's much-loved public broadcaster scrambled to safeguard its hard-won reputation for impartiality September 27th, forcing out a chairman accused of intervening in news coverage to please the government. Top executive Justin Milne told the ABC he would step down after the institution's board held crisis talks in Sydney and the government announced an inquiry into his actions. According to leaked emails, Milne unsuccessfully pressed for the sacking of two senior reporters over coverage that did not please his friend Malcolm Turnbull, then the prime minister of the current centre-right government. Much more about this in the new issue of DX Listening Digest and published, number 18-40, via worldofradio.com. It seems that shortwave pirates are proliferating in Brazil. We mentioned a few last week. Daniel Rillions keeps posting about these on Hardcore DX and has put together a frequency list of current and expected Brazilian shortwave pirates, ranging all the way from 5 to above 12 megahertz. Most of the frequencies are far outside the normal broadcasting bands, but they're not concentrated in any particular place. Those two appear in the new DX Listening Digest. Here's a new article about Amanda Dawn Christie, who made that film about RCI Sackville called Spectres of Shortwave. Artie Bigley sends along this story from the website of IEEE Spectrum, and also in the print issue for October titled The Radio Elegist. But the online version says, this artist made a radio out of a kitchen sink for a more catchy headline. You may want to look it up at spectrum.iee.org. About the film, it says, the unusual nature of Spectres of Shortwave has meant that Christie has had difficulty showing it. It's too experimental for mainstream festivals, and it's too narrative for experimental festivals, she says ruefully. But readers in Montreal between 15 November and 26 January next year can catch screenings at the Dazibau Art Center. Filed under Chad, non, I report this on 12050, September 29th at 2057 UT, an African song. At 2058, sign-off in French, mentioning Ndarasun at least thrice, that is Radio Ndarasun International, headquartered at N'Djamena, targeting the Chad side of the Lake Chad region, an offshoot of Radio Dandalkura for the Nigerian side. This transmission at 18 to 21 UT, via Ascension, is allegedly only in the Kanuri language. Normally very difficult to hear here, as it totally collides with WEWN in Spanish at 14 to 24. And those are the only two stations listed any time on 12050. This time, I would not have even known that WEWN existed, except for a subaudible heterodyne of 2 hertz and a just barely audible carrier once Ascension went off half a minute before 2100. Ron Heron in California reports Shanghai Coastal Radio China, call sign XSG, September 24th at 10:02 until off 4 minutes later on 8806 USB. He says, the first time I've heard this one. With Marine Info, a native speaker of Mandarin, listened to my audio clip and said it's Shanghai ocean weather forecast, talking about weather, wind, and temperature. Last week we had an explanation of why the two last Colombian shortwave stations were missing, such as Al Caravan Radio, on 5910 variable. But then on September 29th, around 06 UT, I was getting a just barely audible carrier with a trace of modulation on 5910.500, which I presume to be Al-Karaman radio reactivated. Previously, it was down around 5910.3. I'd been band scanning just about every night, and this is the first time I'd heard anything around its off frequency. However, the next night, there was nothing there. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. Which anomaly among many shall I mention this week? How about this? UT Sunday, September 30th at 06:13. I find the four English frequencies on the 49-meter band are instead in Esperanto, with a wide variety of modulation levels, 6,000, 6060, 6100, and 6165. Now, Esperanto is supposed to be 1 hour later, Sunday at 07 UTN, only one frequency in the band. September 30th at 0109 on 8424 CW, I was hearing that diehard Olympia radio maritime station in Greece sending nothing more than a dash and DESVO, an ID marker, over and over, and none like it to be heard elsewhere on the 8 or any megahertz band. Joe's Jacob in India sends an article he wrote celebrating the 80th anniversary, October 1st, of the external services of All India Radio. Actually, it started in 1939, which makes 79 years. Hans-Jürg Biener sends another article clarifying this, that October 1st was observed as External Broadcast Day, the beginning of a year-long celebration of the 80th anniversary of external broadcasting from India. And on October 8th, Monday, there is another special occasion at All India Radio, which they observe every year. A special two-hour transmission consisting of Sanskrit recitation and music orated by the late Sri Birendra Krishna Bhadra. It's called Mahalaya. AIR has been broadcasting this program since the early 1930s. Frequencies observed on shortwave during the past years are 4760, 4810, 4835, 4895, but it's now off, 4910, and 9380, but it may pay to check many other listed AIR frequencies. The actual timings in UT are starting at 2225 on October 7th through midnight 15 UT October 8th. Italy is another country with a disturbing shakeup concerning its national broadcaster. Mike Cooper forwards a New York Times story of September 28th. Journalists who spread conspiracy theories will oversee Italy's state TV. It's by Jason Horowitz. Marcello Foa, F-O-A, has spread the claim that Hillary Clinton attended a satanic dinner. He broke news on his blog of a full-scale American military mobilization that never happened. A fan of Russian leader Putin and a guest on Russia Today, he doubts evidence that Moscow's operatives poisoned a former Soviet spy because it is too obvious. Mr. Foa is also now the Italian government's most influential media figure. Leaders of the populist government cheered as a parliamentary committee approved Mr. Foa as chairman of Italy's state broadcaster, RAI, with millions of viewers, thousands of employees, and the most powerful cultural force in the country. Rumen Pankov in Bulgaria reports on Denge Weglat, the service for Kurdistanish Turkey, on 11530 via France. But on September 17th, he heard it instead, or in addition, on the second harmonic, 23060 at 0502 to 0557, and again after 15 UT. Also, their other frequency, 9525, was confirmed in Turkish rather than Kurdish, September 17th at 0450. And also, after they'd changed to 11530, at 503 to 545, and 0600 until 0630. Many of Radio Kuwait's frequencies continue to be considerably off, that is, beyond the proper limits. September 28th at 1405, I was hearing Arabic talk, and Quran at 14:26, measured on 11629.757. This is nominally 11630 at 13 to 16 UT. Furthermore, this can lead to co-channel interference, made worse by the fact that it causes a heterodyne with the victim station. I wasn't hearing that at this particular time, but Ivo Ivanov says on September 30th, when he put them on 11629.7 between 1355 and 1600 with a very good signal, they were also heterodyning the Kazakh service of CNR 17 China on 11630. And he provides a couple of other examples. Radio Kuwait on 5959.8 at 0200 to 0625 September 26th in Arabic General Service, despite the fact that Radio Indarasan International via Ascension is on 5960 even between 05 and 06. And it conflicts with NHK World Radio Japan. September 25th at 11 to 1325, Kuwait in Arabic was on 9749.8. That overlaps Radio Japan in Japanese direct at 08 to 16 on 9750.0. Via Henrik Clements in DXing.info via New Zealand DX Times, here's an interesting offer from a Mexican DXer, Luis Alejandro Vallebueno, quoted in the medium wave circle. Dear colleagues, I visited the XEG station La Ranchera de Monterrey, one of the most powerful stations in Mexico at 1050 kHz, and I spoke with engineer Galicia. The station was the last medium wave one that sent verification cards to DXers, a practice they suspended in 2015. So I proposed to the engineer to become the QSL manager. I will soon verify reports of this station and maybe some others. Both physical and electronic QSLs will be realized. For an EQSL, you can write to xegqsl@gmail.com. And then he gives his postal address for a printed QSL. He's in Durango. And for that, of course, he requires return postage. Gautam Kumar Sharma in Assam sends me a report about his picking up the reactivated Radio Nepal on 5005, not really that far away from him. He says after random monitoring, 5005 for several days between 0830 and 1115 UT, I finally heard the signal the afternoon of September 25th from 1037 until 1111. It faded away and also the noise level increased after that hour, and nothing much was audible afterwards. The signal strength was fairly weak and with low modulation, but whenever music was played, audio intensity became higher, moderate fading at times. A live call-in show with listeners, along with the music, hum was observed as well. And the broadcast, of course, was in the Nepali language. He's also preserved some recordings of this at his blog, which is gkcalling.blogspot.com. In California, Ron Howard has continued checking for Nepal on 5005 and reports on September 25th, a definite carrier between 10:52 until off at 11:19. However, there was no trace of any carrier on September 26th between 10:51 and 11:12. September 27th, checking on and off between 10:15 and 11:10, again, no carrier to be heard. You're listening to the non-commercial, non-governmental, non-corporate, non-musical, non-historical, non-hyped, non-religious, non-communist, and no-nonsense media program, World of Radio, number 1950. Your financial support, always welcome to cover our expenses by PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com, or by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Here's a special broadcast for Saturday, October 6th, according to Ivo Ivanov, Observer in Bulgaria. A station in the Netherlands, Radio Emelord, that's E-M-M-E-L-O-R-D, We'll be on the air via MBR Now in Germany at 10 to 16 UT on 6095, 125 kilowatts at 240 degrees in Dutch and parallel to medium wave 1224. Station YHWH, the Antichrist pirate station believed to be somewhere in western USA, has made a frequency change. For several months it had been sticking to 7470. But on September 25th at 0215, Walt Samanive NBC found it on 7465 instead, and so did I when I checked at 0329. It rated S9, but as usual, undermodulated. And he was there again on 7465 when I checked on September 28th at 0253. Here's another report of reactivated Peruvian on 4940 from Peru. I've not yet seen any reports of this from North America. It's forwarded by Daniel Williams to Hardcore DX, but originating with Carlos Gamarra in Cusco. He says, I'm hearing this station, Radio San Antonio, Atalaya, Ucayali, with religious programs on an ICF 7600 with dipole antenna. There's a bit of noise with no fading. This was September 26th at 1504 UT, so this might mean it's less likely to be on the air at night when it would get out further. 4835 is the well-known frequency for All India Radio Sikkim. Actually, that's its night frequency, but they also have a day frequency. At 6085, and Joe Jacob confirms it is also on the air during the local daytime, 0630 to 0930 UT, according to info from the station. Previously, it was only used for special broadcasts, but 4835 is where we might hear it, especially as long as the Australian is inactive. South Carolina Non, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, says Brother Hysterical via SBL Secret Broad Bulgaria was heard September 26th with strange announcements in Arabic, Spanish, and probably Japanese during the transmission at 15 to 1655 UT on 11600, which is nominally, of course, in Brother Stair English. I think this also explains why we're hearing various foreign languages at surprise times on WRMI. The Overcomer seems to be picking up some of these Bible readings from Alameda Bible Fellowship in California and putting them on during part of his own airtime. There was also a report that Brother Stair himself was thinking about using similar software to translate his own words of wisdom into other languages. Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil reports on 11646, Voice of Tibet in Chinese via Uzbekistan, September 26th at 1215. He thinks it really is Voice of Tibet, as it does not sound like the jamming transmissions of CNR1 in China. And besides, it's on that off frequency, which Voice of Tibet likes to use. This went off abruptly at 1230 UT. Dave Zanto in Wisconsin and I have been hearing WWV and WWVH announcing at 3 or 4 minutes past the hour that marine weather broadcasts at various other times during the hour will be terminated on October 31st. But there is some good news about NIST funding. The Richard Cuff on the NASA group, this report, funding for the Department of Commerce, including NIST and WWVH, WWV and WWVB, has been authorized through December 7th this year as part of the continuing resolution component of the Defense, Education, HHS, Labor, Fiscal Year 2019 funding bill approved by the House on September 26th and signed by Acting President Trump on September 28th. This averted an end-of-fiscal-year shutdown that had been mildly threatened in the past few months. This kicks the can down the road until December 7th. It funds all agencies at the same levels as in fiscal 2018 for all continuing activities, which would include the time stations because there was no congressional or agency action to shut them down in fiscal 18. This date could mean no actions will be taken until after midterm elections, though that is not known for a fact. You can read more about it at www.congress.gov and look for Bill number 6157 in the 115th Congress. Ben Cobb reports that DRM broadcast service has been proposed for the U.S. Early comments coming into the FCC's audio programming inquiry include one from Michelle Bradley, KU3N, a broadcast engineer at REC Networks. Among other subjects, the REC filing proposes a local DRM broadcast service for the U.S. at 26 megahertz. That's the 11-meter band allocated for international broadcasting, but of little use now with our low sunspot counts. Jaime Foyas in France replies, why not plain AM? At least there are already receivers on the market. Seems to be an ideal band for special event stations or inexpensive community broadcasts. Concerning World of Radio scheduling, now for at least two Sundays there has been an additional frequency from WRMI, the 2130 UT broadcast, not only on 7780 but also 9955. And a reminder that we're now aiming for the first broadcast on shortwave of a new edition each week is to be Monday evening, UT Tuesday at midnight 30 on 7730. However, Hamburger Local Radio in Germany has been missing for at least the past 2 weeks, as far as we know, from all its scheduled weekend broadcasts, including three airings of World of Radio. No word yet on what the problem is or when they'll be back. If you're within a 500-mile radius of St. Louis and perhaps much further, may I recommend, if you haven't tried it yet, our broadcast via WA0RCR, 1860 AM in Wentzville, Missouri. Saturday evenings, UT Sunday nominally 03:15, but could be up to 15 minutes earlier or later. I continue to be impressed by the signal quality of this transmission as the storm noise level is diminishing. As an example of the unexpected languages and unscheduled ones on WRMI, September 28th at 23:34 on 7730, I was hearing Bible readings in Indonesian. And another, September 30th at 0107, two frequencies scheduled for the Overcomer, 7570 and 7730, and were instead both Bibling in Arabic. It seems that World of Radio is seldom appearing anymore on 9330 from WBCQ, but this frequency is likely to continue, mostly with the Overcomer, for several more months until the new superstation is ready to go. Meanwhile, I've noted some frequency conflicts. There are a few other stations using 9330. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says, Bible Voice broadcasting via Germany, September 28th, was heard with a test broadcast on 9330 at 0632 to 0712. And also starting at 0700 are the Cuban spy numbers, which have been there for a long time. Actually, this transmission appears only on Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday between 0655 and 0750. And another 9330 station is Transworld Radio India via Armenia. Ivo heard that September 30th at 1514 to 1544. It's Saturdays and Sundays only. On 9330, aimed 300 kilowatts, 100 degrees. Fortunately, that's on the other side of the world and not much of a problem over here. I wonder what's become of the third transmitter of WTWW. For a while, it was on the air, measured 15809.938, parallel to programming on number 2 or number 1 at various unpredictable times of day. But the last time I heard it was August 18th. From ChristianPost.com via David Alpert and RadioInsight.com, quoting Christian Post via Artie Bigley, end of world for Harold Camping's voice on Family Radio. 5 years after his death, Family Station's Christian Network is dropping the last remnants of founder Harold Camping as part of a movement to reestablish connections with other churches and Christian groups. Camping, well known for his multiple end-of-the-world proclamations, also preached that the institutional churches of all denominations had gone apostate, had veered too far away from their true principles and that the faithful should leave those churches. Now, as the network continues to resurrect itself in the wake of the failed doomsday predictions that led to Family Radio selling off the big FM signals in New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, and Tampa, and Okeechobee, Christian Post reports Family Radio will drop all remaining airings of Camping's programs after October 7th. The Protect My Public Media team wrote me October 1st, "You did it. You protected federal funding for your stations for another year." Last week, Congress approved a minibus appropriations bill that contained public media funding. The president signed legislation into law on September 28th. Committed advocates sent more than 283 communications to Congress in support of public media. This helped us advance through every phase of the funding process. On the IRCA list, Russ Johnson in Lexington, North Carolina, has more to say about WWV and threats to its continued existence. He says, "The first house I grew up in was in Greenbelt, Maryland in the early 60s, right down a little two-lane road from what would be the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center, and directly across the road from our house was station WWV, right across the street. The manager and his family lived in an old house on the property, and I played with their kids from time to time. I often walked up to the building. Meanwhile, we had tremendous RFI from WWV and everything electronic. It got into our phones, radios, even my Remco telephone set. As a 4 or 5-year-old, I listened to WWV on our Zenith radio. I listened to the ticks and the announcements at the top of the minute. Eastern Standard Time, 1:05 p.m. I would listen to the broadcast for long stretches as I looked at the clock on the wall. This is how I learned how to tell time. A true story. A few years later, after we moved to another town in Maryland, WWV relocated to Colorado. He says, "I think my radio hobby is the result of massive RF exposure from WWV as a young child. I can still see the building in my mind as clear as can be with the white WWV letters on the front." In the Arctic Radio Club, Jorma Mantila in Finland posts his review of what he calls my best receiver, the ICOM ICR-8600, and an SDR in the same box. But the biggest problem is possibly the price, €2,830. Ron Howard in California replies, "After reading this review, I feel as if my Eaton E1 must be a dinosaur and very outdated. Even so, my portable radio has provided me with countless hours of SWLing enjoyment over the past decade. I believe my location at the beach next to the ocean has a lot to do with my decent shortwave reception, and therefore very pleasant listening via my E1. Getting away from all the electrical interference around the house and surrounding area has enabled me to be able to dig out some respectable DX with a minimum of background noise and by just using a long-wire antenna. Not a very sophisticated or high-tech setup, to be sure, but it works well for me. I believe location, perhaps, is just as important as the type of radio or antenna used." The propagation a la Kremolder, G2 moderate storm levels, expected October 8th with A and K indices peaking at 35 and 6. Also October 19th at 25 and 5. Solar flux peaking, if you can call it that, at 70, October 2nd to 10th. And 68 before and after those dates. So concludes World of Radio 1950. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.